Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral, by Phyllis Wheatley. To His Honor the Lieutenant Governor, on the Death of His Lady, March 24, 1773. All-conquering death, by thy resistless power, hope's towering plumage falls to rise no more. Of scenes terrestrial, how the glories fly, forget their splendors and submit to die. Whoe'er escaped thee, but the saint of old, beyond the flood in sacred annals told, and the great sage whom fiery coursers drew to heaven's bright portals from Elisha's view. Wondering, he gazed at the refulgent car, then snatched the mantle floating on the air. From death these only could exemption boast, and without dying gained the immortal coast. Not falling millions sate the tyrant's mind, nor can the victor's progress be confined. But cease thy strife with death, fond nature cease. He leads the virtuous to the realms of peace. His to conduct to the immortal plains, where heaven's supreme in bliss and glory reigns. There sits, illustrious sir, thy beauteous spouse, a gem-blazed circle beaming on her brows, hailed with acclaim among the heavenly choirs, her soul new kindling with seraphic fires. To notes divine she tunes the vocal strings, while heaven's high concave with the music rings. Virtue's rewards can mortal pencil paint? No, all descriptive arts and eloquence are faint. Nor canst thou, Oliver, assent refuse to heavenly tidings from the Afric muse. As soon may change thy law's eternal fate, as the saint miss the glories I relate, or her benevolence forgotten lie, which wiped the trickling tear from misery's eye. Whene'er the adverse winds were known to blow, when loss to loss ensued and woe to woe, calm and serene beneath her father's hand, she sat resigned to the divine command. No longer then, great sir, her death deplore, and let us hear the mournful sigh no more. Restrain the sorrow streaming from thine eye, be all thy future moments crowned with joy, nor let thy wishes be to earth confined, but soaring high pursue the unbodied mind. Forgive the muse, forgive the adventurous lays that fain thy soul to heavenly scenes would raise. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.